Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ooh, there's another team and I'm liking them. Defensively, they're stout and they have a running game. It is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, come on!
Let me tell you what. Hey, let me tell you something, man. The Buffalo Bills can run the football very effectively. The Buffalo Bills has a top five defense. They can get to the ball. They can take the ball away. They know how to play some defense, and they ain't never scared. If they could get that young quarterback to just hold on to the ball and not turn the ball over, I'm telling you, these guys ain't to be played with, man.
Wow.
Fourier, you had a good chance of that prediction coming true. Now that Deion Sanders has echoed the same thing, I'd be concerned.
Yeah. I think you ruined it.
Does not have a good
track
record.
Now they're jumping on the bandwagon. No. I don't like it.
He does not have a good track record.
Well,
so you think you've already got the AFC already figured out, right? You think you've got all of the playoff teams already figured out?
I think week six, I think you can already tell who are good and who aren't.
I'm not buying it.
So I'll go through the schedule right now. I'll just go through the AFC conference as a whole. And I go to the AFC West. The Chiefs are going to win that division, and they'll go to the playoffs. If you were a believer in the Raiders, I'm not, then okay, you can have it. The Broncos are done. The Chargers are done. AFC North, the Ravens, in my opinion, are the only teams. They'll win the division. The Browns are done. The Steelers are done. The Bengals are done. The Steelers and the Bengals are definitely done.
The Bengals are done. Steelers are not done.
The Steelers are with their third-string quarterback, okay?
They're getting their second-string quarterback back next week.
Maybe.
After the bye.
Maybe they will get him back.
They're getting
him
back.
They're done. So if you think they can make the playoffs, you think they can get to 9-7, fine. I'm telling you, I've already seen it. They're not going to dig themselves out of that hole. Even though it's 2-4, they got major issues that they're not going to be able to fix.
So Cleveland's got issues, and Baker Mayfield has turned out to be a turnover
machine.
That whole team. Poor decisions, and I agree with the coach, first-year coach. Look at their schedule the second half of the season, and I'm telling you that the Cleveland Browns can still get their act together.
So if you think the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers are still kind of in it, then you must believe that
I don't
the
believe
Jaguars,
in Baltimore yet. I'm not
you must believe that the Jaguars and the Titans are still in it at 2-4.
Yes.
So if you look at those two, I've seen enough of it. So I've already seen enough of it. I think the Bills are going to end up being 9-7. So I look at all these teams, and I've already kind of figured out what their deficiencies are and what they're good at and what they're lacking. So the Houston Texans, they're a good team. Will they stub their toe because their coaching maybe isn't as good?
Sure. So do you realize that by going 9-7, so you're telling me the Bills are going 5-6 the rest of the way, which won't be really good, right?
What do you mean?
5-6.
Well, 9-7 doesn't matter how you get there.
I don't get this. They're going to be 9-7. I think that's easily, and they have Miami next. They're coming off a bye, and they have Miami, who just lost to the Redskins.
By the way, he's trying.
So you're telling me they're going to?
He's trying to lose.
So I mean, but the point is that
wasn't that obvious? They're trying to.
They have enough cream puffs in there that where they can just if they just throw the ball out there, they should be able to win.
Well, I think that win last week, kind of to me. I mean, going to Tennessee. Now, listen, Tennessee is an absolute train wreck. Maybe their defense had a lot to do with it. It made Brady look awful too, right? So maybe that's what Mariota looked awful, but they come out of it now, and you've got Miami again. You're 4-1. That's 5-1. So you have Miami again. You got Washington again. You got the Jets again. Now we'll see who they are. Who knows?
They may be a little better. You can chalk that up as a loss.
I think they're better.
Well, I'm just saying you got Miami twice, and you got Washington.
Also.
So there's eight.
They're 1-4.
Yep. Well, there's seven.
Yep.
Okay. You know. So yeah, they're winning 9, and they're getting to the playoffs. Now, there's other teams. My biggest thing would be, like, you know, Patriots at 6-0. I mean, I don't know what you think Buffalo's record's going to be, but can the Patriots lose 3 games and still get the number one seed? I mean, you got a lot of teams that are 4-2, and you're looking at it and you say, okay, is Baltimore going to go undefeated? If you look at their record, not at all.
No, I would just lose 3 games
and still get the number one seed.
Because I think if the Chiefs will probably lose another one,
they'll lose maybe.
Houston will lose another one,
at least two more.
So you can win. That is actually kind of nutty, right? That you have such a lead on all these other teams, but at the same time,
7-3, rest of the way, number one seed in the East, AFC, probably.
Yeah. I would say that's a great bet. Some of these others, when it comes to these teams right now, I just don't think you
can.
I don't think you learn enough in the first six games.
Six games.
Yeah, but you learned enough to write
Christian,
some of them off,
Christian,
though.
Christian, go
yeah,
look.
Exactly.
Go look, Christian.
So hold on. Let's do the reverse. Write them off first.
Miami is gone.
Okay. So hold on. To start with the AFC East, go ahead.
Miami is gone.
The Jets?
They're totally
out. Yes, they're 1-4.
I would say the Jets are
done. The Jets are done. I know. Okay. Look.
Cincinnati, Dunsky. Okay. Mainly because of the division. They're Dunsky.
Dunsky.
Other than that, you tell me. I mean, I don't think Denver's good enough. I don't think the Chargers are good enough.
Dunsky?
I'm not sure Jacksonville or Titans, but stranger things have happened. We've seen this in the past. The 2 years that the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, go look at what they were during the regular season. They didn't really pick it up until game 10, game 11.
So even if you cross out,
somebody's going to come out of nowhere here, guys.
Okay, so but if that's not going to, you think it's going to be the Jaguars? Are you back on the Gardner Minshew train, or even with a loss?
No, they had
so
they,
that
they
experiment
couldn't score this
is over. That experiment. So everyone's going to get a little bump. Every team's going to get a little of excitement. They'll go on a 3-week run and they'll get some excitement.
Let me give you
and
one.
The fans will start jumping on board. But you can. I just go back to the teams that are like the Bills, the way they're constructed, their roster, their coaching staff. And Deion's right. Allen's always going to be their biggest issue. He's always, because he will throw it away. He's not going to stop throwing interceptions.
But
their defense is so good.
They're able to go to Tennessee and bench a guy like Mariota because he can't figure it out.
I've seen this.
They did the same thing to Brady, really, up there. They just still lost that game. But their defense is so good that they'll go to some of these teams. Like, you think that defense against Washington and two games against Miami, you think they're going to we'll go almost like Patriots feel? You think they're going to give up more than 7 points?
Lou, I can take.
I doubt it.
I can take a lot of Buffalo teams over the last 10, 15 years.
It's a different Buffalo team, though.
No, it isn't. I've seen great Buffalo defenses. We look at their defense and say, oh, my God, their defense is great. Then they start losing players through injury, and suddenly they don't have the depth up there, and they fall apart defensively. And in this case, they don't have the quarterback. So if this defense takes a hit with injuries, they're screwed because their quarterback can't. And I'm sorry, the running back that the Deion Sanders is talking about, the great
Frank
running
Gore.
Game, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
Well, he gashed your defense. You have the best defense in the National Football League.
Gashed
you.
On two plays.
He, had he almost had he over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, but on two plays.
No, he didn't. Those weren't 50-yard runs.
He had two great, not 50-yard run, but he had two great plays.
Yeah, I know, but there was enough where he was chewing away at it and just, you know, sawing wood. And you could tell that it was, guys, they had a hard time stopping
it's
him.
It's amazing. It's like, you guys, it's the first time you've seen Buffalo get off to the great start. Freddie Smirlis, who loves the Buffalo Bills because he does radio and TV up there, has said the same thing to me. Well, we've seen this before.
Yeah,
wait,
but again,
they
I'll
got
go,
too many holes, guys.
I'll
too
go.
Many holes.
I'll go back to what I said originally in the almost in the beginning, maybe the second week into the season. It's less about them. It's more about their competition.
Yeah, but the competition
is
going to get
schedule.
Better.
So you think the Miami Dolphins are going to get better?
I think teams are going to get better.
I think I'll give you the Jets. The Jets will sit there. They'll win one. They'll lose one. They'll end up 7-9, 8-8, maybe. Well, who knows?
Let me ask you this.
The Browns. Hold on. Just going back to the Browns.
Right.
Do the Browns look to you as a team that can string together 4 wins in a row?
Look at the schedule in the second half of the year. They will. Yes. The answer is yes.
I would like to say yes.
Nope.
But they're so all over the place.
Well, it's funny.
And Baker Mayfield has shown you that he can throw 4 touchdowns, but he can also give you 4 interceptions. And even though you should win a team, but even though you should beat a team that is not as good as you, they're getting paid also. Next thing you know, you're in a dogfight, and then he gives it up.
Christian, go look at their schedule. So what's happening is they have trouble against good defenses, okay? Seattle, they will have trouble against New England 2 weeks from now because you're right.
Well, they play the Broncos. Mayfield, here's your good defense.
Baker Mayfield makes mistakes.
Wait, are you looking at
their
schedule?
Second half of the season. Go look it up.
Patriots, Broncos, Bills. You guys think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs? Fine. Steelers again.
No, I don't.
Dolphins. Bengals are a cakewalk. Cardinals, it can go either way.
Oh, stop it.
What are you talking? And then they got the Ravens. You think there's 6 wins in there? 7 wins in there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I want bets now.
No, and
I'm taking bets now.
I'm not saying
I'm open for business.
Christian, I'm not saying they're making the playoffs. I said before the season began.
You said there's 7 wins.
No, when everybody had them making the playoffs, I said they're an 8-8 team at best right now.
No,
they're
going to
be
what
an
they
outside
are
looking
is
in.
They're
7-9.
They are very immature.
Yes.
Young team that doesn't know how to handle any kind of success. So your door's blown out week one against Tennessee Titans. We all thought Titans would be a good football team. Then you come out and you take care of business against the Jets. You feel really good about yourself. You get smacked by the Rams. So now all of a sudden you get back to reality, and all of a sudden now you go to Baltimore and you beat the hell out of the Ravens. And then you show up and just throw up a stinker against the Niners. They don't know how to handle winning. And then last week, okay, Seattle I think is a good team. And they almost pulled that game out. They ended up losing it. But they don't know how to handle it. So when they win a game, they get too full of themselves. They're like the anti-Patriots. You know what I mean? Yep. So rather than staying even keel, they think they've accomplished something.
Too many
personalities. Just like their quarterback, who's already think they've accomplished something. Rather than sitting and saying, yeah, we won a game, it hasn't done anything.
Yep.
We got to go out and win next week. They're incapable of doing it. But to your point, I do think, yeah, once they get this, they got a bye week, then they're going to get smoked by the Patriots. Okay, I think they're going to lose to the Patriots. But after that, they'll be sitting at 2-5. Yeah, I think with, you know, what, 9 games left, could they win 7 or 8 of them? Could they win 7 of them?
No.
And go 9-7 and make the postseason? Yes, yeah, I do.
Christian, you're banking on a Buffalo team that has no depth on the defensive side of the ball. Right now, that's what's winning games for them, defense, and they have no quarterback. And they, matter of fact, they have a quarterback that you just know when it starts to get pressured during the course of the season, he is going to fold like a cheap suit. You're going to have major problems with him. I don't know how you win with that. So I love with the start, 4-1, but wait until we get to the heat of the season. I still don't
I think they're going to be just on the outside. They're going to go through a losing stretch because
they don't have a quarterback.
I got them losing 6 more games. So they're going to go through a stretch where they have to fight through adversity. But I still give them a better shot than the Browns. The Browns, to me, are such an up-and-down team, regardless of who they're playing. I can easily see them losing to the Bengals.
I could, too.
They're just this – you give – like, Freddie Kitchen is a first-year rookie coach. He went from being a position coach to the offensive coordinator, and suddenly he's figured out he's the head coach.
Well, bottom line is, in 2019, to win ball games, I'd rather have a good defense.
Yes.
A dominating defense, because offensively, some of these teams suck.
Yeah.
They don't have anything. They're on second, third-string quarterbacks. They can't figure out offensively. The lack of weapons, whatever it is. So when you bring a defense like Buffalo does every week, you win a lot of games in this league, just like you did last week in Tennessee. Now, you can scream about depth, injuries. Okay, you want me to predict how many injuries they're going to have? I don't know their depth. You know their roster and cap situation better than I do, apparently. All I know is they got a damn good defense, maybe the second, third best defense in the league.
All I know is they do this, and they've done this in the past. And
I know,
so
but you
they've
can't
got,
just judge them on
the sure, They sure made the can. Playoffs two sure years ago. They
right,
didn't make
they
it
did.
Last year.
They did. They
so
made
they'll
it
make
years
it
two ago.
Out of the three
that
years.
That was
that's
the first
impressive.
Time. That was the first time in how many
years?
What
if they make it 2 out of 3 years?
That's
are we
impressive.
Now talking about we're going to go back to the early 2000s?
I'm
or can
you.
We say they made the playoffs 2 of the last 3 years and they're building something?
This is the same Buffalo team, no quarterback, okay? And the coach is pretty good. I'll give you credit with the coach. I like him. They have no quarterback, and they have a defense right now that has no depth. They lose a Jerry Hughes. They lose a key
player. Why do you know depth?
They
I mean, lose I don't know. Do you know their roster?
A white...
Who's no, the backup? Who's the fourth linebacker? Fifth linebacker?
They have no depth
who's
in this thing.
Who's their third
well,
safety?
Not
I don't know,
compared
you tell me.
To the, not compared to the Patriots.
Well, they've
they
already
don't.
Got injuries.
Most teams are not.
And they're
not,
still winning.
Yeah, most teams are not built with all the depth that the Patriots usually are built with this
and
much
that's
depth.
What's going to get them.
Where
that's
you don't
what
have
get
it,
them. But it happens all the time, guys.
I will say this. How about
your history? It happens all the time.
I will say this. If you look at the AFC, if you look at the AFC conference, I will say that by the time the season is over, every team – is in the exact same spot that they're in right now. The Patriots are number one.
Totally
the Bills are two. The Chiefs are number one. Ravens will win the AFC North. The Browns will be in second. The only two teams that I'm like not sure of would be the Texans and the Colts. Who takes that number one spot?
Well, let me ask you this. Is anybody out there looking at the Jets as one of those teams? Because I think the Jets are one of those teams that in the end could have as good a record, if not a better record, than Buffalo. And you know why? Because their defense is pretty good. It's not as the level of Buffalo, but it's pretty damn good. And they have a quarterback. And, by the way, they have one of the best running backs in the league. Why are we overlooking the Jets right now? The reason the Jets' record sucks is because they had a guy that they ended up cutting this past week as a starter, Luke Falk. He's out of
yeah,
the
but
league
so
now.
So they're 1-4. So you think
they're
going to
go 1-5.
You think they're going to win?
Sam Darnold?
Win
no, they're going to lose. They're going to lose on Monday. But I think
okay,
the
so
Jets,
there he goes. There's
I
another
the
loss.
Jets,
so they're not going to win 7 games.
I think the Jets
they're not going to be 8-8.
I think the Jets are one of those teams that could challenge before it's over. They could challenge.
Well, they can play spoiler. They can play spoiler,
yes.
Then I'll give you that.
And they got into a big hole, and the reason they got into the big hole is because their quarterback came down with mono.
Could have been different.
If they had their quarterback.
Here we are.
So, but they're going to win a lot of games now, I think, with this quarterback. They're going to win.
Maybe not Monday night. You see Sam Darnold for the first time since last year.
He looked good.
And he plays against a boneheaded Dallas Cowboy team where the coach makes all the wrong calls all the time.
So they're not making the playoffs, Dallas.
We'll see. They're tied with Philly, but I think both teams are going to be 97.
They're playing each other this week. Yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to football. Bill Belichick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up next hour. All right, enough. That again. Off weekend for the New England Patriots. They do not play again until a week from tonight. So we're going to go through another weekend watching all of the other NFL teams play.
Your
team's not going to play.
I love this weekend. It was great.
It was terrific, and you're going to get the same thing next week. So are they getting legitimate competition? Because I think last week we all sat here and said, oh, come on. They got the Jets next week, and then they got Cleveland. When are they going to face a real team?
A real man.
Is this not a real team they're going to be facing here?
They are a real team. Yes, they are. Does anyone doubt that they're actually fake? It's just a hologram up there?
No. No, Jets, listen.
They have a quarterback.
Well, there's a reason why. I think when the season started, a lot of people thought they'd be the second team in the AFC. I mean, in the East. You know, Bills, maybe they didn't give them enough credit, obviously. But, you know, the offense, we said this before, last time they played, I'm like, you know, if Darnold comes back, it's going to look a lot different. They've got weapons. You know, Robbie Anderson deep, you saw him the other day. Crowder's throwing, now Anunoba's hurt, but actually their tight end, Herndon's going to be out
Anunoba's
for a while.
Anunoba's out for the season.
Yeah, so he's out for the year, but still, Crowder and Robinson, Le'Veon right. Bell, and with Darnold, yeah, they're a much better team. Are they a great football team? No, but they probably would have been a playoff team if he never went down. They didn't go to their second, third string quarterbacks for 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, they lost to the Browns, Patriots, and Eagles. So, believe it or not, this is going to wrap up the two-game series.
I mean, they had Darnold for that first game.
Yes.
When they were up on Buffalo and they gave that one away.
16-0.
Buffalo
gave
came
it
back
away.
And won.
Buffalo, whatever. So, they only had one game with this guy. And then they had that game against Dallas, which I still think was an impressive win for them.
But he makes a world of difference. If you watched that game yesterday, he makes a world of difference with his team. And defensively, they're pretty good. I was looking at their schedule, Christian. You tell me.
Whose schedule?
The Jets' schedule.
Okay. So, they got an easy schedule, too.
So they get the Patriots on Monday night. So you figure they probably lose that game. Then they've got at Jaguars, at Dolphins, versus the Giants, at the Redskins, versus the Raiders, at the Bengals, versus the Dolphins, at the Ravens, versus the Steelers, and then they close out the season at Buffalo.
So everybody, all these teams,
they can win some games here.
Oh, no, okay. The problem is that they're 1-4. Is that what they are right now?
Yeah, they will be. Yeah,
they're 1-4. So they're just too far behind. Yeah, they can win some games. So they win 6 games. They'll have 7 wins. Based on the way they started, I think that's respectable. I think that's something you could say, all right, now let's work on next year. I don't think they're going to get to 8 wins. To me, that would be a goal. I mean, that would be a realistic goal, but I just don't think they're going to do it. And again, Sam Darnold, to me, based on what he did last year, okay, he played in 1 game. Well, sorry, 2 games. Then he's missed. So he comes out, plays a good game. The fact is that the Cowboys should have won that game. The Cowboys are a better team than the Jets. Bad decisions, drop passes, terrible coaching by Jason Garrett puts them in a terrible position. They tie the game up, and oh, what a surprise! Greg Williams is going to blitz a safety from depth, and then oh my God, you're going to go, and you know you're going to go to Jason Witten. It was just so stupid. The way they attacked this game was so dumb. They deserve to lose.
Well, they had injuries.
Give them credit.
So they
fine. Give them credit.
Two receivers were out.
I know, but it was just a sloppy game by the Cowboys, and they still
Cooper
came
early.
Back, and they had a chance to at least tie the game with a 2-point conversion, but they couldn't do it. I don't know. I listen. They're a good team, but Will they give the Patriots a battle? Yeah, because I feel like most teams do. The Redskins did. The Bills did. Everyone does initially, but then they just wear them out because the defense is so legit. So what do you do if you're the Jets? Listen, if you want to stay in this game till the fourth quarter, just don't turn it over. That's it, and we will be in the game in the fourth quarter. That, to me, is the game plan. You want to run it, you want to throw it, whatever, I don't care. Just don't turn it over. Yeah. Because you can compete with their offense. Their offense is nothing to be scared about. Their defense is. So just don't turn it over. I'd rather punt every single time. Have it be a field position battle.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think that's the biggest problem in the league right now is you've got these quarterbacks that are taking, and that's Baker Mayfield's problem, taking these ridiculous gambles and risk, and they're big plays, and you're turning the ball over. It's just stupid. If you play a clean game, you got a much better shot of winning the game. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Tell me a team that's actually, every team has turned it over at some point in time against the Patriots,
well,
giving
the
them. I mean, they've been, and they've, hey, how about this? Don't give them a touchdown on special teams.
Okay, but
don't
they played,
let them block a punt.
But they played crappy. They played crappy quarterbacks. Okay, including the last time they played the Jets, they played crappy quarterbacks. Is Sam Darnold a better quarterback than what they have faced so far?
List
this
them
season?
Off for me. Let's start with the first game.
Well, you had
of the
Roethlisberger,
season.
Ben Roethlisberger, but you know,
no,
okay,
he's not
right. That would be the one I would say.
Fitz and yep. Rosen,
yep. No. I'd say no. Sam Darnold. Is he better? Yeah,
yes,
I'll give it to him.
Better.
Yeah, sure, give him. I'll give him that.
You know,
who else? Luke Falk?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones?
Luke Falk.
Luke Falk. Then you had Josh Allen. Now, he got ended up getting hurt, so Barkley came into that game.
But still, Allen gave
then
you how
Colt
many
McCoy,
interceptions?
Daniel Jones. You know, it's not about who's going to be better, because maybe you still believe in Daniel Jones. But, I mean, I would say Roethlisberger obviously is better than him. Was he hurt the whole year?
He was hurt in the offseason,
yeah,
so maybe
so
that was part of it. So you didn't get 100% Ben Roethlisberger. But you got, I think this kid is a legitimate quarterback. You can see that the Jets may have a future here.
Maybe.
Because they finally have themselves a quarterback that seems to make good decisions out there, right?
So Sam Darnold last year, 15 interceptions, 17 touchdowns. So far this year, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
He had only one game against Detroit.
Yeah.
Remember that early in the year?
Oh,
ooh, they found their guy.
The Jets are back.
Yeah, baby.
I would say this for a guy that had mono. A lot of people were saying he might be weak out there. Did you think he was physically
good.
Weak? I thought he was terrific.
Good.
First game back,
that
was pretty impressive.
Yeah, throw 3 picks next week.
Probably against this defense. Yeah, of course. But this defense may have to have 3 picks to go out there and win the game, right?
Hmm.
This defense has to probably score.
What happens when the defense doesn't give you any turnovers and you're forced to earn it on your own?
Then it's all on the
Patriots
offense.
Have not earned it on their own. I mean, they've had drives during the game, but they always get these breaks. And that's the number one rule, the number one theme. If I'm Adam Gase, is just don't turn it over.
Correct.
You'll be in this game
clean
towards
game.
The end.
No, I think that's what we're all concerned about. And I know people sit there and say, oh, shut up. They're 6-0. What are you panicking for? Why are you being so? We're not being negative. We're just giving you the obvious that the way this team is winning right now is a little bit unorthodox, and that the defense is going out there not just making stops, but they're turning the ball over and they are scoring. Your offense is not scoring at that same level. Your defense is actually doing. And what happens when the defense can't go and score? When the defense doesn't force turnovers and hand it back over to Tom Brady? What happens in one of those games? I think eventually, Christian, we're going to see one of those games. I don't know when it's going to be, but
could
eventually
be, could
we're
be Monday.
See it. Could be. All right, back to the phone calls coming up next.
We have had some conversation on this show about whether or not Dak Prescott is one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Yesterday, he was definitively the 2nd best quarterback on that field. Sam Darnold is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. When healthy, which yesterday was the first time that he was. If you watched that game yesterday, you tell me if you're starting a team, which quarterback is it you want?
Mike Greenberg.
What a surprise.
ESPN. I'm not sure you want to take one game and suddenly determine that if I'm starting a NFL team, I'm basing what I saw in that one game. Because in the one game, I would agree with you. And I think I might even take Sam Darnold. But that one game, you're going to judge Sam Darnold.
We don't know what he is yet. It's really more about a discussion to me about Dak Prescott, right? Whether he's worth this dollar or not.
Yes.
And I go back to that for their year together, whatever. When he got Rookie of the Year. Was he Rookie of the Year over Zeke?
Yes.
And it was like, come on, dude. No. Zeke's the reason why he looked good. When Zeke opens up, makes his...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Job so much easier. Now you try to put it in his hands to win a game, and guess what? That's why they're saying you got to give the ball to Zeke more, because Prescott can't do it. Good, pay that guy that kind of money. He ain't worth it. It's all about Zeke. You got to worry about that guy so much. Play action, you're destroying people. It's a nice compliment, but if they think it's Prescott first and then get Zeke going, no, it's the other way around.
By the way, Dallas is playing Philadelphia next week. Did you see what Doug Peterson did? Something Bill Belichick would never do. Somebody asked him about the game.
Blame it on somebody else.
We're going to Dallas next week, and we're going to win.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
We're going to Dallas, and we're going to win.
I like that.
So it's all on his players now, right? It's a big game for both of those teams because you can see it. It's just the mediocrity division, you know? By the way, percentage of any division in the AFC, it would be your AFC least.
Yes,
the tomato cans.
Oh.
Tomato cans have the best record. Obviously, two teams are dominating. But I think this Jets
team, the other two, is it really? They're 500.
They're 11-10, the division.
Oh, okay.
It's the best record.
One team's undefeated, another team hasn't won. One team's won one game, another team's lost a game.
Yeah. But I do believe the Jets are the third team in the division that could actually be pretty good. 500 teams, something like that. So if you have that, now you have one team that's obviously
tanking for a quarterback. Well, the record is what it is because of Darnold. We know that, right? I mean, they're 0-1 with Darnold, basically. Now, they were 1-1, I should say, with the guy. So I don't think that they're one of the crap teams. I mean, Miami's crap. They're not in Miami's class. They got a better roster than them.
They're tanking, too. Yeah.
So just to go back, because we got some nice little stats here. So if you're looking at the teams that you think are going to make the playoffs, that's all I'm saying. It's already set in stone. As a player, if you got the week 6 and you were in 2-4, you knew how difficult it was for you to climb out of that deficit and make the playoffs. So only 8.6% of the teams that started 2-4. So those are your Broncos, your Chargers, your Browns, your Steelers of the world.
Jacksonville and Tennessee
have made the playoffs since 1990.
Okay, so of that group, which one has the best chance?
None of them. So the best chance. Okay, the best chance. None of them. So how about 3-3 since 1990? Only 38% have made it.
Better than I thought.
Since 4-2, I mean, it's 62, of course. 4-2 is a good record. If you're 4-2, you're feeling really good about yourself.
Except.
But 2-4, it's just, you just know, man, we got to win two games just to get back to 500. And then that means we got to win at least two more. So that's four in a row just to get, you know, two wins above 500.
Yeah, Jacksonville still intrigues me. But I think if you're. What happened the last 2 weeks? They lost a couple tough games to Carolina and New Orleans, right? And Ramsey didn't play.
Right.
Ramsey plays. Is that the difference? They lost by what, a touchdown in each game? It makes a big difference if you ask me. You know, I mean, so.
But the playoff teams need to win those games like the Buffalo Bills did against Tennessee.
I know. I'm not saying that they're loaded, but I'm just saying when they lost a guy, like, is Jalen Ramsey the difference to him being 2-4 or 3-3 or even 4-2? I don't know. But when you say 2-4 teams that don't make the postseason, you know, you might look at it and say, okay, well, one of these 2-4 teams lost their quarterback for 3 weeks, and that's why they lost three games, or lost an impact player, or lost their offense. You know, an offensive guy like Kamara, you know what I mean? You lose that type of guy for 3 or 4 weeks, and that's why you're 2-4. You get him back, and you're a good football team. I don't know of any team that really falls into that category.
See, that's why based on my initial...
Other than maybe Jacksonville, if Ramsey comes, it has an impact.
Just based on that, you don't have... The only teams that don't have a 2-4 record would be the Raiders, the Bills. Everybody else is worse than 2-4. Both the Browns, the Steelers, 2-4. So they're not making it. 0-6 for the Bengals. And you go 3-2... And the Jaguars and the Titans are both 2-4. So when I look at it, I'm like, wow, it's the sixth week of the same. Sure, there's always some team that kind of sneaks through and, you know, goes on a nice long run and gets some help from some other teams. But the rule is that once you're 2-4, you can't dig your way out of it.
I'm not buying it this year. And I'll tell you why. Because 2 weeks ago, there were a lot of people that thought it was going to be New England and Dallas in the Super Bowl. They were all over the Cowboys. You know they were. They were nationally
not
the Cowboys.
Not me.
Maybe not you, but, you're brighter than they are.
But it's too early
for that. Okay, 2 weeks later, looking at it differently. Today, 2 weeks ago, everybody's talking about Kansas City, about Mahomes, about their offense. 2 weeks later, people are saying their defense is so pathetic, there's no way they're going to get to the AFC Championship. I'm telling you, it all can churn very quickly.
Yeah, but okay.
Very quickly.
So those teams are still going to be in the playoffs. Kansas City, still going to be in the playoffs.
Right. You would think.
Dallas, probably still going to be in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Right. All those other teams, there's too many issues, Kristen, and they're too far behind.
I think you could say that about the AFC, but you know, because I think Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, New England, the four teams that are there right now will make it. The NFC is a little bit different. I'm not so sure Dallas makes it, because I think there's other teams. I think Seattle, I think San Fran, you know, Green Bay, you know, New Orleans. Like, there's more...
Well, you're right.
There's more teams. You know, Carolina, I don't know.
Carolina without Cam Newton may be better.
Minnesota, all of a sudden, hey, throw the football and win. Yes. Hey. So, Dallas, I'm not so sure.
Well, see, even just...
But the other four in the AFC, I think those four teams are locked.
Just the NFC West alone, it's going to be a battle. Because the 49ers are undefeated, the Seahawks at 5-1, and the Rams are at 3-3.
Right.
They will end up getting to 9 wins.
Right, and the Cardinals have 2 wins and a tie, which I don't think anybody thought they would have at this time of the year. Look at the AFC North and tell me. Green Bay, 4-1. NFC North. Minnesota 4-2, Detroit 2-1-1, and Chicago at 3-2.
So there's not
one of the better defenses in the league.
They don't have one team that has a losing record.
That's probably the best division in football.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
Well, it's the most competitive division.
But it's more about, to me, it goes back to the Patriots. And you sit there and say, yes, they are flawed. We know, and so we focus so much on the Pats. And looking around the league, a lot of teams have some serious issues. So they're handling theirs better. And I would say, well, part of that is because the teams they're playing, they haven't coughed up a game or two because they're playing incompetent football teams with bad offenses, third string, second string teams, bad defenses, whatever it might be. But as bad as everything is, you focus on your team. And I can go back to still Ben Watson is back. We still all agree, as bad as everything else is, we're talking around the league, they still need help. They still need help at wide receiver. It's why we look at Atlanta losing to Arizona saying, good, maybe they'll trade Mohamed Sanu right now.
So
maybe they'll trade Austin Hooper right now.
See, I think once you get to the heart of the schedule here, I'm not worried about the defense. I'm worried about the offense.
Well, nobody's worried about the defense.
Right. The offense hasn't been tested. No, there are people. What are you talking about? People are not declaring New England the best defense in the league because they haven't played anybody, Luke.
Well, who's sitting there? Who's worried about the defense? They might not be the most historic defense in all of football, but we all know that they are one of the best defenses in the game.
I use the word, but people are doubtful. They're questioning this defense
because they
haven't played anybody. Well, watch NFL Network.
All I'm saying is they sit there and say, you know, they're a great defense, but people are saying, forget about, we're not comparing them to the 2019 NFL. We're comparing them to the 85 Bears. We're comparing them to the Ravens. Are they historic? And I think a lot of people feel like, well, I don't know. I got to see more. I got to see them play a real competition. But, you know, I don't think anyone's going to sit there and say, where are your concerns with the Patriots? Well, I would start with defense because I don't know the area.
Again, you're taking me out of context.
Yeah, I know. That's what we do.
I'm saying that nationally what people are saying is they're not willing to anoint this defense. There are people that still believe Chicago and some other teams have a better defense. Why? Because they don't think New England's played anybody. I don't buy that. I'm with you in that respect that I think the defense is going to be fine against the better teams. Now, the numbers will go up because they have more offense. But is anybody willing to sit there and say, okay, I feel good about this offense against some of the heart of the league coming up in the next few weeks?
I think you'd have – do you think if you took the Patriots' schedule and played it in reverse and you started with the Dolphins and then you went to the Bills and then the Bengals – and then the Chiefs, and then the Texans, and then you end it with the Cowboys. Those are your first six games. Do you think you would have a better idea what this team is capable of after playing those teams? Since you got four good teams as opposed to the crap teams that you played in the beginning?
Yeah. But remember, you've got
crap. You could be 3-3. You could be 2-4.
But, Christian, you've got crap teams at the beginning, and you got crap teams for the last three games at the end. So it's the
well, you know, you got the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Bengals.
Yeah.
So two out of the three.
So you're saying to some people out there doubt.
The Bills will suck by
the Patriots defense. Well,
the Bills are going to be playing for a playoff spot.
We've got James Jones, right? Wide receiver with Green Bay, former. Talking about this defense, I'm curious because I guess he doubts him. I want to hear what he has to say.
Did today's game do anything to kind of push you more in the direction of they are legitimately good?
No. Today made me say I am a very smart man because I do not know what to believe from the Patriots. Listen, when you play against a Chiefs or you play even against a Browns team that has wide receivers
that can win on the
outside, I mean, they have not played. You played a Giants team today with no Saquon, no Evan Ingram, no Sterling Shepard. They have no weapons out there to win, and they still were able to put up some good yards.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There are a lot of people. I'm hearing.
Well, he's not very smart.
Okay, I'm not agreeing with him. I'm telling you that based on the schedule, people are not anointing this
defense. You understand why, though. And I think it's legit. No, I don't know.
They're not watching every play.
I mean,
they're not watching
every play.
I would
say I'm not ready to compare them to the Bears or the Ravens yet. Okay, I think that six-game stretch, starting in Baltimore, now starting in Cleveland, all right, even, because at least they've got some weapons you got to be concerned with. They got a running back. They got a wide receiver that if you blink, they can go to the house. I think those defensive numbers will tell you what they are in that six-game stretch. I don't think they're going to be holding teams to 5 points a game during that stretch. But I think they're going to be holding them to under 20.
I do, too.
You know, 14 to 19 points.
No, I'm not. It's not me, Lou. I bought into the defense. I think the defense will be fine when they face the good teams. I'm telling you that a lot of the national analysts are not buying in based on who they have played so far. I'll give you the other one. And I think a big part of it, they're not watching every play of New England's games. They're regional games they're not watching. I'll give you another one. Tommy Curran was going back and forth with who? Bomani Jones,
yeah.
Okay?
Edelman.
Because he was talking about Edelman. If you watch these Patriot games, I don't care who they're playing. They could be playing a Pop Warner team. Without Julian Edelman, this offense would be in serious trouble.
Bomani says he's not that good?
Yes.
It's because he's white.
Do you have any opinion at all?
Yeah,
that's why Bomani is there.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But there are other people that are doing the same thing.
It's probably 80% of that.
Yeah. And he's a slot receiver, and they're sitting there. They don't realize that right now the slot receiver is the most valuable player other than Tom Brady in this offense. If you can't get the ball through the slot receiver, you can't move those chains. You can't. And Curran's trying to fight it with him, and then, of course, people are chiming in saying, well, he wrote a book on the guy. I mean, Curran's exactly right. He's one of the most productive wide receivers in the league on a team right now that does not have a really good offensive game.
So he was
90th every time.
First, I think, in that top 100,
voted
by his peers, 19th best receiver. Now, I'm not saying he's top five, you know what I mean? But still, 19th?
Oh, snap.
Can't be 19th.
No.
He can't be 19th.
Well, productive-wise, he's top five in the league. If you're looking at his production, if you're looking at how the hell they kick in their offense, they have no running game. And they're playing crappy teams. We already mentioned that, right? They have no running game against crappy teams. So they rely on Julian Edelman with all of that short stuff to get themselves 4, 5, 6, 7 yard runs.
And I would say that if you ask any defensive back who they would least like to cover, it would be him.
Because he spins and he's
it's because he's like a squirrel.
Why is he like a squirrel?
Because he's a squirrel.
He's
fluffy
furry.
Like a squirrel. Yeah, because he's furry.
Well, even more so, you go to a defensive coordinator, right? And you sit there and say, okay, you got some wide receivers you got to stop. And, you know, for different reasons. Antonio Brown, I get it. You know, all these great wide receivers. But still, Julian Edelman, how hard is it to defend him? Ask a defensive coordinator. I guarantee they're going to sit there and say, yeah, he and Brady are on such the same page that we can try to double him underneath and he's still going to get open.
Yeah.
He's furry.
I just think they look at him, he's the little guy, and he's a slot receiver, and he's just not your prototypical. I'm telling you, if you watch these games, and most of these guys don't because they're playing crappy teams, they're on regional area coverage. If you watch these games, you realize how valuable this guy is.
First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel.
This hour has been brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Brady, once again this morning, Greg Hill Show, was asked about Gronk. coming back. What did he say? Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.